8:36 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday heading into Valentine's Day weekend. And before we do all of that, and before we wrap up our morning connection for you on this Friday, we need to take a look back at the past week in the news, specifically Tri-County Insider News. That's the local news. And Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, always brings you those reports. And he's joined us here this morning. Hey there, Bronson.
Yep, I'm here once again, another Friday. And at least it's starting to warm up. It's above 10 degrees now.
Yeah, sure is. And in the mid to upper teens right now on this Friday morning. And there appear to be some warmer temperatures here on the horizon the next few days. So as we approach the final weeks of winter, I guess things will warm up a bit. Well, it's been a good week here, Bronson, and we're going to look back over the news stories for the Tri-County Insider Report and figure out which ones were top of the list. So what do you have for us?
Our top of the list this week wasn't exactly a news story, but it was an update that of a story that we did back in November, and that has to do with Dubois Logistics. We previously reported back in November that the CNS Dubois Logistics, they will be closing sometime between January 31st and February 28th.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in that time frame now.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
Just this week, I believe it was Wednesday, yes, we've noticed they put up a for lease sign right outside, and we posted that along with our story, and that got quite a bit of attention.
Yeah, okay. So it's no surprise that that story ended up being the top story of the past week. What do we have contending as runner-up?
At the end of last week, we got another update in the latest for the court case against former city manager, Dubois city manager, John Herm Saplesio. In this latest one, which we did an update on this back in November, and this is just the next steps, were the federal prosecutors seeking to disqualify one of his attorneys, and that was William Shaw Jr. According to the prosecutors, they say that Shaw represents former Dubois police chief Blaine Clark, who's going to be a key witness in the trial, as well as Shaw potentially being a witness himself for his previous work with the city. They did mention that just going through this, and really if they did disqualify Shaw, it really wouldn't have any impact on the trial itself, since Saplesio has so many other attorneys.
Right. So many legal maneuverings with that case. Any word on when a decision is supposed to be handed out there regarding...
We haven't heard yet.
Whether Shaw will be dismissed or not?
Typically, it's those 30-day time periods between when everything is submitted and when there can be an answer.
And then it can be extended.
Which we have seen before, yes.
A couple of times. Yeah, exactly. All right. Do we have something in place number three as the top stories of the week?
Sure. We had a couple people that are running for office come through our area this week. And this next story was the Republican governor candidate. And that was Stacey Garrity. She visited Clearfield on Tuesday. She went to Grice Gun Shop, spoke with voters, and just talked about what she believes for the state in general.
Mm-hmm. And Garrity is the current Pennsylvania treasurer.
Yes.
So very interesting and good to have a gubernatorial candidate coming through our Tri-County area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next category, Bronson, those stories that our listeners took most interest in, and we can gauge it that way because they were the ones that they interacted with
yes.
the most. So what comes out tops in that category?
Well, it's actually the follow-up to that one. Another person that came through our area that's running for office, and this is the Democratic candidate for the 15th Pennsylvania Congressional District, and it was Ray Bilger. He was in Deja Brew yesterday here in Dubois during his campaign stops. He started, I think he said, in Warren County, then moved down here to Dubois as he made his way towards State College. And he, just like the last one, was talking to voters and really just emphasizing what he stands for.
All right. So that one received the most attention. What else did our listeners interact with?
After that, we had a fire that had happened in Sykesville on Monday. We had learned that at around 7:24 a.m. on Monday, emergency crews responded to a South Park Street address where they found heavy flames and smoke coming from the home. And while crews were able to quickly battle this fire, we did end up learning from the Jefferson County coroner that 71-year-old Eugene Seifert Sr. ended up dying because of the fire.
Yeah, very unfortunate and tragic. And we had Mr. Seifert's obituary reported this morning. And before we hear your pick of Story of the Week, let's see, do we have another story that received a lot of attention?
Mm-hmm. We do. And this one will always sound familiar because I hear it all the time. And it's with the group 814 Pred Hunters.
Okay.
There was a Falls Creek man that has now been jailed after he allegedly attempted to have a sexual encounter with who he thought was a teenage girl. So this guy, 28-year-old Nicholas Christini, he was in Logan Township, which is near Altoona area, if anyone didn't know. And police there received messages between him and the group 814 Pred Hunters that were disguised as a 15-year-old girl. They had sexual messages, and at that point, police investigated. They went to his residence. They took him into custody along with a bunch of his electronics, and currently he sits in the Blair County Jail where he faces felony unlawful contact with a minor, corruption of minors, and sexual abuse of children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. The work of 814 Pred Hunters always receiving a lot of attention and interaction.
Yes.
Well, Bronson, we've appreciated this look back over the past week. But before we let you go, we've got to find out what's on your mind as your pick. We call it Bronson's Choice, and we're going to find out what is your pick as the top story over this past week.
There were quite a few this week that I thought about picking, but I ended up going with one that really hit home to me because all of us really want a nice sleep right now. So with that, we have the Mattress Company by Steeple.
Yeah.
If you know Steeple Furniture in Rockton, they have their mattress section there. Well, they've expanded that in a new location here in Dubois. It is at 1328 Maple Avenue, so it's right at the light there. Mm-hmm. And they just opened their doors earlier this month, and they sell the mattresses similar to that they do out in Rockton. They have them ready right there for you to take home, whatever budget, whatever size mattress. So, yeah, they ended up opening beginning of the month.
They did. And it's in the little building that used to be the little church building there at the intersection of Schaefer and Maple Avenue.
So, yes.
Yeah, very interesting location. So congratulations to Steeple Furniture, and we wish them well as they start with this new business venture or part of their business venture. All right. That's all you've got, Bronson?
I could keep going on, but I feel like we're running out of time here.
Yeah, I've got to do some local sports here in just a moment. But we appreciate the update on the weekend review of Tri-County Insider News, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Hope everyone has a nice one.